Q94 Your Mountain of Rock. Again, your 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains on this Thirsty Thursday edition of A Morning Adventure on the Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee. It's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we're joined by Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. Find them right off of Fout Road. Also, be sure to like their Facebook page. Hey, Gary, how are we doing?
Hey, good, Gary. How are you in this beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning?
I am doing great because I'm embracing it because there's going to be a little bit of a weather change coming our direction.
I love it. Fall is definitely here. It's beautiful.
Oh,
welcome,
yeah.
Welcome October.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, the cooler temperatures, that'll really get the fishing kicked into gear. The water temperature drops. The fish get more active, and the fishermen have big smiles on their face. But what have you been hearing on Lake Norfolk this past week?
Well, two things. The bass bite has really picked up. That water temperature hovering around the mid-70s, and I think with these cooler nights, that thing's going to, we're going to drop down to 70 fairly quickly. I would be surprised next week if we don't hit 70 here.
Yes.
On it. So things are, the fish are getting more active.
Yeah, and I've been seeing more pictures of the crappie.
Oh, yeah. Huh? That looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Crappie's been good this past week.
Made me hungry.
Yeah. It's been good. The bluegills picked up. That had slowed down, but the crappie for sure. The bass guys are doing a lot better. Catfish, walleye, all the species seem to be really picking up. And I think it's because that lake water temperature is coming down.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, the cooler it gets, you know, the more active all species of fish will be. The, walleye still been pretty active as well. Some folks are catching some pretty nice walleye out there once they find them. But they're kind of in that process now, that transition, where they're kind of moving back to those creek arms, aren't they?
They are. The creek arms and the points coming in from those little cuts and stuff right in there has been really good. There's several places up past out there on those cuts and getting up into the bayou, been really good. And the same with the catfishing up in that area, back in these little cuts or small coves in that. Guys have been using a variety of different things on the catfish and been doing really well. I mean, everything, they've been fishing for catfish with night crawlers and catching walleye and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really good week.
It's kind of like a pack of lifesavers, a nightcrawler is. You never know what flavor you're going to get. Hey, Gary, we do.
Absolutely.
Hey, we appreciate you, but for the folks who want to know more or they'd like to visit with you, how can they find you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Always our Facebook page. Take a look at the pictures. Leave us a message. Leave a comment or something on that. And, of course, as always, if you want to check it out, look at our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if you're in the area, just stop in and say hi.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good Thirsty Thursday.
You betcha. Hey, we're getting right back on this morning adventure. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They've got equipment rentals. If you've got some projects, you know, you would like to get knocked out before all the snow and ice come, well, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply can help you out by hooking you up with the proper equipment. They have equipment rentals. Check them out at their store, Hirsch Equipment and Farm Supply, at right off Worley Drive, or just go to hirschequipment.com. Got a quick commercial break and a look at that weather forecast coming up.